reading to you from Zechariah, the 13th chapter and the 9th verse. I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Jesus ever since. Friends, I hope that this message will encourage you tonight, because it's, you know, the 55 years that I've known the Lord, I have seen so many great and mighty miracles, really, in my own life. But did you know, if you're born again tonight, you are a miracle? Oh, you sure are. Well, listen, why don't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour your glass of iced tea and a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? I'd like to take my text from the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah and with the third verse. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Label this invitations to miracles. And of course, I've said before, if you're born again tonight, you are a miracle. But Jeremiah lived in some real tough times. Listen, friends, I've been reading Jeremiah, and if I ever saw history repeat itself, I can see our country in Jeremiah. His people were taken captive, his message was rejected, and he himself was imprisoned. But now, here's an encouragement for God's servant. A good word for the weeping prophet, and that's what he was known by. See, God really invites him to a life of miracles, and prayer brings miracles into our lives. Oh, friends, if you only realized the importance of prayer, if you've ever tried it. Now, oh, I could just sit here all night long and tell you of many, many prayers that I've had answered from the Lord. Now, is it because God loves me more than he loves you? Absolutely not. God is, he's not a, well, God loves all of us the same. You know what I mean? But anyway, we have the privilege to pray. Now, you know what? You may be down in the dumps tonight. Things may look so bad, there's just no way that you're going to get out of the problem that you're in. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. That's what the devil would like you to believe. That's why he doesn't want you to pray. Because he knows if you pray believing, you shall receive. He knows that. So he doesn't want you to pray. And you know what, friends? You're going to have to admit, it's hard to take time to pray, isn't it? You know, I like to get up in the morning, get up out of bed, and sit down in my nice easy chair and talk to the Lord and thank him for the good night's rest, Thank him for supplying our needs. Thank him for saving my soul. And I thank him for giving me holy boldness, that he might give me the courage to witness and tell people about Jesus. You know, the other day I was up at the grocery store, and I ride those little scooters because I can't walk very good. And this young lady, she went out with me to bring the scooter back. I said, you know what? Have you ever tried Christianity? And she was flabbergasted. Why, friends, one time I took a guy took me out to the car, put my groceries in the car, and I started sharing Jesus with him. Found out that he was a young man God called to preach, and he was trying to get enough money together to go to school. And the other day, this has been months ago, the other day, he was said, oh, Cecil, today's my last day. I'm leaving for college or seminary, whatever it was. And so right out there in the parking lot with all those people, we joined hands and I prayed for him and we prayed for each other. Oh, friends, what a privilege we have. Now, many times I've had people call me, many times, call me and say, Brother Mo, would you pray for me? My family's going through this. And if you know me, and I know you, many, 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 many times I've called people that I, friends of mine, and say, would you remember me in prayer today? You hear me every time on the broadcast. Pray for my operation. It'll be a huge success. And I'll tell you right now, when you pray, but I'll tell you something else. You want to remember this. If someone calls you and asks you to pray for them, do it. Do it now. Don't let it slip your mind, because it won't be long. You'll get busy doing this and doing that, and you'll forget to pray for them. That's why they called you, because they thought you would do it. Anyway, the privilege of prayer, he says, call on me. That's what he said, call on me. He said, I'm up in heaven. I'm waiting for you. What do you got on your mind today? You say, I got problems. Well, I got news for you. Talk to him about it. Tell him your needs. Tell him how you feel. Don't be afraid to talk to God. He said, we come boldly before the throne of grace. If you're a child of the King, you have a right to talk to him. Oh, yes, you do. What an invitation we have. Now, prayer begins with God's invitation. Not only with our troubled condition, but consider Jeremiah's difficulty. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the courts of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, is to establish it, the name, the Lord is his name. Friends, listen. I think about that many times. Who am I that God is mindful of me? Why would God do that for me? Well, John 3:16 explains it. For God so loves you and me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Jeremiah really had some things ahead of him. Oh, my, he was in trouble. And he wept for his people. Oh, there needs to be more tears. We need to weep for our country, America, the greatest land in all of the world. God has blessed America. Men and women for down through the ages have went to battle to protect this country. And now they're spitting in their face. Our congressmen and our senators, many of them don't care about our wounded veterans. They come home, you don't know the suicide rate of our boys from coming back overseas. And even during World War II, Korea, and all in World War I. Well, God invited a prophet to call upon him. Hey, there's many, many, many invitations to pray in the Bible. I read in Matthew 7:7. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Now, here's a warning, beloved. I know some of you tonight have been praying about some things, but it never happened. And you pray, and you pray. Sometimes you feel that your prayers are hitting a ceiling, and you can't get through. Well, here's your warning. If your prayers are not being answered, you may be harboring some sin in your heart. Listen, friends, confess your sins and then ask. You really might be surprised what God can do. Oh, yes. You remember, well, he tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. He said, "You have not because you ask not." Now, let me think about that. What is your greatest need tonight? Think about it now. What is your need? Is it your house payment is due? Or you're running out of work? Well, you have all the authority from Almighty God to boldly come before the throne of grace and ask. You have not because you ask not. James 4:2. Call boldly in the time of need. Hebrews 4:15. Now here is the promise of prayer. I will answer thee. So you say, "Well, Cecil, look, my needs are, I have needs, but, you know, there's more people in the world has greater needs than me." So what? God hears and answers every prayer that's sent to heaven. I know that's hard for us both. It's hard for me to understand that. While I'm praying for something here in Colorado, someone in Africa is praying for water. Someone in Korea is praying for food. And somebody's over there in some country praying that the floods will stop. But he hears them. He certainly does. Now, this is not just theological therapy, trust me. Not like turning a prayer wheel. Not like bowing to an idol. You know, years and years ago, over in Japan, over in Tokyo. Been there many times, but I'll tell you one thing. They have Shinto religion over there. And they have these weird-looking animals that they fall down and worship. They're little idols, you know. Well, this young man, he lost his little girl. She died. And every day he'd go out and he'd get down before this idol. And he would pray that this idol would give him relief and take the hurt out of his heart. One day there was a missionary who saw that. He'd been watching him. So he went out there. He said, "Sir, could I talk to you?" And the guy said, "Yes, what's your problem?" "Well," he said, "you know, I lost my little girl. She died, and I prayed and I prayed, but she still died." And he said, "You know what, sir? You're praying to a dead god. You're praying to an idol, a Shinto." He said, "Let me tell you about my Savior." And so he shared Jesus Christ with him, led that young man to the Lord, and immediately he got peace in his heart. Oh, friends, Jesus cares when you're hurt. Remember Moses, when he went down into Egypt to bring the children of Israel to the promised land. Oh, they were being beat. They were being abused and hurt. God saw their needs and he heard their cry. And so he sent Moses, a great man, down there to take them to the promised land. God heard those dear people's prayer. He's listening to your prayer tonight. What is your prayer tonight? What are you praying about? Now, the Bible said there's answer to prayer every time. Now, look at it in Genesis. Remember when God promised Abraham a son? Well, he was 100 years old. Come on. Sarah just hee-hawed. Well, Sarah didn't believe God, so she had made a terrible, she made a terrible mistake. She said, Abraham, take your handmaid here, Hagar, and you can have a baby with him, with her. Well, we're seeing the mistake that she made over in Iran and Iraq today. Oh, Ishmaelites, oh, yes, we are. But you see, when God promises something, you can bank on it. You can go to the bank with it. Of course, the bank will throw you out. But yes, you remember I told you one night God woke me up and laid it on my heart, excuse me, to call Winter Rushing. She's a songwriter, a converted prostitute, drug addict, and told me to tell her that God wanted her to write a song, a story, a testimony of my life. And I felt, oh, how silly. Me, though. And when he told me to make that film, Against All Hope, to produce that, I thought that was really out of bounds. But God told me to do it, and God blessed it. If God tells you to do something, best you do it, because he'll see you through it. Oh, yes, he will. Some of you might be listening tonight who are young men who you know that God, you feel in your heart God's calling you to preach, but you don't see how you can do it. You have no money. Well, I got news for you. If he's calling you to preach, you better go ahead and prepare and start doing it. You know, I didn't get to go to seminary, but I had to work at home. I had to pray and read this Bible myself. But I had a great teacher. God's Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher you and I will ever have in this lifetime. You see, well, David's prayer was this, and Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Beloved, listen, we can pray that prayer today. Are you afraid of life? Are you afraid of what's going to happen? What's going to happen in our world, in our country? Call on the Lord, like David did, and he said, I will deliver you, excuse me, from all your fears. Now, remember Solomon. And I read this in 2 Chronicles, first chapter. And I hear was his great prayer in the 10th verse. Give me wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge these thy people that are so great? You know, Solomon went on to be a great... Oh, he made him one of the richest men in the country. And don't you remember the story about the woman that laid on a baby and died? And Solomon said, well, let's cut it in two. You take half, you take half. Well, the real mother said, no, no, no. And Solomon knew that she was the real mother. See, Solomon was wisdom. He had wisdom. And he was wealthy. But... did you hear that? But he had a concubine. See, I've never found in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where God really sanctioned concubines. I can't find that. But he had tolerated it. Anyway, Solomon started messing around with his concubine women's gods. Oh, Solomon, you made a terrible... terrible mistake. Friends, be careful who you serve. Be careful who you worship. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the only person in Almighty God that you and I are to worship. Someone said to me one time, Cecil, is there any jealousy in the Godhead, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? And absolutely not. Have you ever noticed they all glorify God the Father? They sure do. Well, God still answers prayer. Now, here is the power of prayer. He said, great and mighty things. Let's do it again. I called unto him, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Great and mighty things. Oh, beyond anything. Oh, I wish I had time to tell you all the things that I've seen God do for me. God is no respecter of person, friends. He doesn't love me one bit more than he loves you. But he wants us to believe him. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to obey him. Now, let me tell you what. I used to fly all over the world, and I'll tell you right now. When I got in that airplane, I trusted the pilot. I trusted that big old bird to take us where I went to. I wouldn't have got on that airplane if I didn't think it was going to take me where I was going. I wouldn't trust Jesus if I didn't think he could do what he said he would. He sure can. You know, he tells us in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, above all things, but you don't have, because you don't ask. Now, in Matthew 17:20, it says, prayer moves mountains. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, friends, you know how big a little mustard seed is, the little teeny thing, Remus celery seed. If he said, you even had that kind of faith. And we don't, but if we did, he said, you can move that mountain. See, listen, my friends, I have never found anything in the Bible that says there's limits to our asking. I haven't found that, have you? Now, he tells us in Mark 9:23, all things are possible. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Hey, listen, case in point. You know, I run out of, hey, James, just one more story, a book I wrote many years ago. I just didn't have enough money to print any more books. Well, I finally launched out by faith. And I sent them half down, and I ordered 500 books. Well, I thought it'd take a little while before they got them ready to go. I get that. I have to go ahead and proofread them all and initial them. And I needed $1,048, I believe. Last week, a friend sent me a check for $1,000. He didn't know anything about these books. He didn't know my needs. He sent the money. So now I'm able to get them printed. Now, who'd I ask for the money? I sure didn't ask any friend. I didn't ask you. I asked the Lord. Oh, my friends, I've said before, I could tell you a million stories of how God has answered prayer in these past 55 years. You know, one time when I was going to Bible college, I got a lung tumor, thought I was going to die. Doctors gave me up to die. God healed it. No, I didn't go to Oral Roberts or didn't go to these other guys. I went to the healer, the one that really does heal. Well, friends, listen. Do you need a miracle tonight? Now, we're not to run around seeking miracles, but do you need a miracle tonight? I mean, a real, is it a financial miracle? Is it a physical miracle? I don't know what it might be. But let's accept his invitation. Pray for our homes. Pray for our churches. Oh, pray for our nation and our government, and pray for our personal needs. Let us expect God to answer our prayers because he said he would. You have not because you ask not. Beloved, come to Jesus tonight. You say, Cecil, look, you know what? I don't even know him. I've heard about him. I go to church. I read the Bible many times. But I don't know whether I'm going to heaven. Well, I said, the Bible said this is written that you may know that you've passed from death unto life. You can know tonight. Maybe God's Holy Spirit is tugging at your old heart right now. Won't you bow your head with me right now, beloved? And won't you pray the powerful prayer you'll ever be able to pray in your life? And here's how it goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Father, I'm so sorry for my sins. And right now, oh God, I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. If you can't afford the call me, collect. I'll take the charge. I won't use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Oh, friends, and I don't care where you go to church. It's not the church that saves, it's Jesus. Of course, you should go to a church that preaches the gospel. Then you can grow in grace and learn to be what God wants you to be. God has a plan for your life. He's got one for mine. I'm trying to do what I can to win souls. All right. Now, if you'd like to talk to me, you call 303-471-8534. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you for listening, dear friends. Oh, listen, I don't know all the answers. I sure don't. But I know Jesus. I know he delivered me from alcohol and tobacco. And I've not always done what he wants me to do. I wished I could say I did. But I have tried, and I've led many hundreds of people to Christ in prisons, on TV and radio. And I tell you right now, God is a just and fair God. He loves you. He wants the very best for you. Don't be a mediocre Christian. Go out and witness and tell people what Christ has done for you. Take people to your church. Invite them to put their trust in Jesus. Well, friends, until this next time, next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors and stay sweet, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming back sooner than people think. Good night, and God bless you real, real good.